head over to the livestock side. The cattle market saw some strong overnight trade, kind of carrying into the open outcry today.
Yeah, I've heard some cash traded around 186, or at least bid it around 186 right now, which would be kind of standard for last week. Cutouts did increase right on schedule with the seasonals. Big increases last night on choice and select. We're seeing some increased demand because of the Labor Day holiday that's coming up. A lot of those purchases are going to take place now. We're seeing strength today, but you still have some mixed sentiments with this extra meat coming on the market because of the heat. But there is support knowing that this will create a shortage, maybe even more severe than what we've talked about over the last 4 or 5 months or so. So you're getting some mixed sentiment there, especially in the nearby stuff. But we have seen a good increase today with that extra demand that's been popping up because of Labor Day. As you look at hogs, export demand has picked up slightly, but the domestic continues to be very lackluster right now. You got a lot of lighter weight hogs continuing to flood the market too, so that's continuing to pressure. But it looks like because of cattle and because of that increase today, hogs have been able to come off of some of their lows, even with lower cutout prices for them in the overnight.
Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to speak with a EU order buyer, and he made the comment that we have, in so many ways, priced ourselves out of the market globally, whether it's, you know, cattle, hogs, or lamb. What are you seeing? Are you hearing anything? Do you kind of agree or disagree with that statement?
I think it's got a lot to do with the outside economic market right now. I guess I don't have a huge opinion either way on that at this point. I would say that people need what we provide. They need the meats that we provide. There's not a ton of other places to go to get it. And as long as these things can stay competitive with each other, they're going to continue to purchase these products. And really, it still comes down to supply and demand. If they're willing to purchase it, we're willing to produce it, it's going to get done. I don't know overall if that's going to change a lot of things as we move forward, but I would say the biggest thing would be the economic troubles that some of these other countries are having at this point in time.